This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Kolkata has received 15 centimetre rainfall due to severe cyclonic storm Raimal. The rain continues in the city. In some areas, trees have been uprooted and in Badanagar, a factory chimney has fallen onto the road, damaging many vehicles. Due to waterlogging on the tracks between Esplanade and Park Street metro stations, operations of metro rail service in Kolkata are affected. Additionally, 40 trees have been uprooted on the Hasnabad-Lebukhali road in the North 24 Parganas district. Gusting winds, albeit with reduced intensity, continue to affect coastal areas in both South and North 24 Parganas districts. Meanwhile, local train services in Sialdah have resumed and flights to and from Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport in Kolkata have been restored. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached to a feverish pitch. Leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties are holding back-to-back multiple rallies in poll-bound areas. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to address public meetings in Kushinagar, Salempur and Chandoli parliamentary constituencies in Uttar Pradesh today. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda will interact with citizens, weavers, artisans, voters in different programs in Varanasi today. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Dr. Mohan Yadav, will address public meeting in Maner in Patna in support of the BJP nominee of Pataliputra parliamentary constituency. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will hold election rally in Nalanda parliamentary constituency. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will address public meetings in Chamba and Shahpur in Himachal Pradesh today. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will hold public meetings today in Khusrupur and Maner. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address public meetings in Jehanabad, Pataliputra and Ara constituencies in support of the RJD and CPIML candidates. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India's reputation has changed globally and the success of New Delhi's foreign policy is a manifestation of its domestic policy. He was speaking at an event, Bharat's Rise in Global Diplomacy, in Varanasi yesterday. In Gujarat, six people, including the owners of the TRP game zone in Rajkot, have been booked for culpable homicide, not amounting to murder, in connection with the Rajkot fire tragedy, which took place on Saturday evening. Rajkot City Police Commissioner R. Bhargav told the media that two of the accused, including Yuvraj Singh Solanki, the owner of the game zone, were arrested yesterday. Pune police have arrested two doctors of Sassoon Hospital in the Kalyani Nagar accident case. The arrested doctors have been identified as Dr. Ajay Tawre and Dr. Srihari Harla. Dr. Tawre is the head of the forensic department. They are accused of making changes in the minor's blood sample report, who had rashly drove his unregistered car in a drunken state and killed two young engineers. The minor's blood samples were sent to Sassoon Hospital for testing, and the police have changed the doctors of manipulating the blood report. For the upcoming occasion of the International Yoga Day, Permanent Mission of India to the United Nations in Geneva and World Health Organization yesterday organized a Walk the Talk yoga session event at Place des Nations. Union Health Secretary Apoorva Chandra, joined by Director General of WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, and other senior officers of India delegation, joined the event and re-energized themselves with yoga asanas. Deepa Karmakar scripted history yesterday, clinching India's first ever gold medal at the Asian Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The 30-year-old Olympian registered an average score of 13.566 in the women's vault final. This is the first time that an Indian gymnast has won a gold medal in any event at the Asian Championships. In cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders lifted their third trophy in the Indian Premier League with a crushing 8-wicket win over Sunrisers Hyderabad in a completely one-sided final in Chennai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.